Blog Talk Radio. listening to Freestyle on Versatile Radio. Versatile Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody. This is Mary. I'm right here with Eddie Carlos, and I believe we do got Carlos Trejo with us.
Yeah, it was cracking.
Yeah, how you guys
What's
doing?
Up, Friday night. We got Benny coming up.
And you notice, Benny Gonzalez.
Yeah, what's going on?
He'll be with us next. How you been, Carlos?
I've been right here chilling, just, you know, kicking it. Trying to get my work on, you know.
Right.
Trying to make that money.
Huh? You found a pretty steady job.
Yeah. Got me, you know, a little steady, little something. You know, maintain a steady income. It's cool.
That's right.
That's good, man.
That's how you do it. All right, we'll be right back. We're gonna get Benny Gonzalez in the building with us.
Quest Star Radio.
Radio.
Yeah, that was Joel. Promise you. Can you hear me okay, you guys?
Yeah.
All right. I want to apologize because I still have a little sore throat from getting over, you know, the flu or whatever it was that I had. But, you know, thank you guys for coming on and helping me. We got Carlos Trejos back in the house. Eddie Cardo.
Yeah.
OG, and Mr. Eric Bush.
Hey, how you doing? What's up? Let's do this, baby.
Bush man.
Yeah. And you guys all know who's on the end of the building tonight, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do. Mr. Benny Gonzalez.
Benny Gonzalez.
Mi gente, what's going on? How you doing tonight? I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing just fine.
All right. Saludos
a
mi gente allá de Cali.
Because
everybody out there in Cali.
Yeah.
Why don't you
want to
go ahead and...
What was that? I didn't hear you. What?
Tell the audience where you're calling from.
I'm calling from... I'm actually from Holyoke, Massachusetts. About 2 hours away from Boston.
Right.
I was born out in Holyoke, Massachusetts in 1980. I'm the youngest of four.
So you're from New England, huh? That's
yes,
like New England area?
New England area. That's
right there where they don't say chowder, they say shouter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to have Benny on tonight. We're going to have some good music. We're going to hear a little bit of music from him, and we're going to hear a little bit from Benny. And we're glad to have you on here, Benny. We've been looking forward to you being on all week long.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to start this segment off with Give Me a Chance, and we'll be right back to speak with Benny Gonzalez, y'all. Chat lines are open.
Benny Boo!
Oh, yeah. Give me a chance.
Myself.
Yes,
I'm still
that was. Benny Gonzalez, Give Me a Chance. Benny, tell us a little bit about that song right there.
Well, Give Me a Chance is basically a song about a man that really didn't treat his woman right, and he basically let their love deteriorate. So he found himself alone, and he thought to himself, you know, what did I do? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I need to find a way to get you back. Let me explain the reasons why I did the things I did. And, you know, he's just asking basically for another opportunity, another chance to get the relationship back together.
Right. So is that like a cool kind of message song? Maybe you're putting the message out there to somebody?
Well, it's not necessarily a message I'm actually bringing out to something. It's just based on somebody, sorry. It's not a message I'm trying to bring out to somebody. But it's something that basically somebody can relate to. A lot of people get into relationships and it don't go too well. So this is something I wanted to bring out. And, you know, me and Questar got together, and this was magic. So, you know,
right. Yes,
you know, would give me a chance.
Yes, it was. Good song.
Thank you.
Very good. What are you planning on doing? You about to go on tour? About to do any shows?
I'm hopefully very soon. I would love to be on stage again. I mean, it's been at least 3 years. At least 3 years since I've been on stage, and I've gotten to perform with so many different artists, some great names. I've gotten to perform on stage with Coro and Boricua Posse and artistic recording artist Freeze. I've also gotten to share the stage with.
Benny, so what if?
No.
I'm catching up. I can't hear you.
I was gonna ask him what has he been up to the past couple of years? He's been gone. What have you been like working on music, or you been like what you been up to, man?
Well, for the past couple of years that I've been out of the scene, I've kept on doing music. I keep writing, but I've actually had some situations in my life at the time, and I had to be set up in Florida, and at that time I had to shut the doors to the music industry for a while until I found myself again, and right now I feel like I'm prepared to go out there, especially for the fans, because this is how, you know, this is what I used to do. You know, I used to see as for the fans, you know, for, you know, Latin freestyle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now tell us.
Right, so you're back. You're back in full effect. That's right, man.
I am. Yeah. I'm ready. I want to get back on stage, and I'm ready.
Yeah.
Well, with this song that we're going to play next, Una Flor, and on that note, tell us why you had to take a break from music.
Una Flor. Wait.
Go ahead, repeat that, Benny. I'm sorry.
Okay. When I feel it was a song I dedicated to my mother that she passed away of cancer. Back in 2007, she died of colon cancer. And that was actually the first track I ever let out with Questar. And, you know, he asked me what kind of song I wanted to do. And I told him if I were to let out a song, it would have to be something that's going to actually touch the fans. And you know, that fans can be able to relate to, because there's a lot of family out there that lose a mother, and it's very, very, you know, serious subject. So,
right.
You know, not only did I write that song for my mother, but I also wanted to bring it out for those that also did lose their mother.
Right.
And that song is about, you know, all the things that my mother used to do for me, you know, as I was growing up. And, you know, eventually, one day, we're going to meet again up in heaven. So
right.
You know, it's a gift. It's just a gift.
That's right.
I love this song. This is my favorite song.
Right.
Well, you know, a lot of people out here on the West Coast, we've been getting, you know, huge response on your YouTube video for this song here. And, you know, I personally know that a lot of people can relate. being considering the situation you've been through, or you know, and you've been through it, and coming back to music, can you give a word of advice to anybody that's actually going through it, or still have not grieved or let go of their loved ones?
Well, what I would say is enjoy every moment you can with your mother. You know, it's like fathers, there's many, but mothers is just one. You know, mothers, you know, a mother is always to be cherished, no matter what the circumstances are, really good or bad. A mother figure is always important. And once they're gone, they're gone, and there's no way of getting them back.
That's
and
right.
It took me a long, long time to be able to recover from that hurt. You know, doing time, I was able to ease some of it off. But it's this song that I always look back and I listen to, and it's healing because it just brings, you know, I just close my eyes and I just see her. And when I'm on stage and I'm performing this song, I give it my all. And this song, I take it more personally than anything because it's like I look at this song as something gold. In my opinion,
right.
It is. And it's for my mommy, you know, and all for the mommies out there that are not here, for those that can relate to that.
That's right.
All right, here we go. This is Una Flor. And once again, this is Benny Gonzalez along with Questar Records, Mr. David Vega. You guys enjoy it. Una Flor.
Sir.
Benny Gonzalez, East Coast, to the West, on Versatile Radio.
Oh,
Star, 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 Records, Star. Records.
Right on.
Yeah. Star Radio.
No.
So what's up, Eddie, man?
Hey.
So that was Una Flor, right?
That was Una Flor, correct? Yep.
Una Flor, man. That's a jam, man. I feel you. I feel you, man. I still got my mom, man, but I lost my pops in 05, man. So I know where
I'm
you're coming from, man. That's a deep song. Thank you, man. And yeah. I'm sorry to hear your loss
Thank
as well,
you,
man.
I appreciate
that. But you know, it goes on, man, and a beautiful song came out of it, you know, and that's. But I had a question, man, about also you were on Springfield's Future Rising Star. You won second place on that.
Yes, I was. I actually participated in that event, which was created by Freeze and Gabriel Garcia.
Uh-huh.
I was actually competing in that tournament, and they were looking for new talent. And
right.
I didn't reach the first place spot, but I was managed to reach second, which is still better
still
than
good,
the
man.
First and third. Yeah. So
exactly.
I,
yeah. Hey, this guy that won first place, was he juggling midges or what, man? It must have been pretty good win first to beat you, man.
Oh, yeah. For that person that actually got that first place spot, she was really good. She was hungry. She was hungry just like I was. And she was talented, you know, and she got the spot. But, hey, you know, a lot of things came from that, and I got the exposure
right.
I was looking for. Thanks a lot for Freeze and Gabriella that were able to give me a hand on that. And after that, sky's the limit. I was able to perform with all these other great artists. So these are memories I'm going to take with me for many years to come.
I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, let's back it up just a little bit, and let's tell everybody how you came about even coming to the crossroads of music in your life.
Oh, well, like, what do you mean, like, to, like, kind of, like, kind of explain what you're...
I mean, like, how did you, I mean, did you grow up in a musical family, or was it, you know, somebody in particular that...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I grew up around my family that's always had love, or not always had love, but still to this day they have love for Latin freestyle. And I grew up listening to Noel, which is one of my, that's my idol, George Lamont, the Cover Girls. But
oh, yeah.
I didn't really get into that, oh, I want to do that, till after my brother, Sandro Gonzalez, was also a freestyle artist back in the early 90s, mid-90s, and he got with a friend of his by the name Kane, and they created the group called Latin Express. And once I heard them singing and stuff and seeing the little videos of the, you know, the shows they used to do out here in the local area, I was blown away. I was like, wow, I want
that
to be me someday.
Yeah,
so, you know,
right
after that, you know, everything, I used to sing for courses in middle school, and I kept it going through high school. Yeah, so I love music. I've always loved music, and I always, this was a dream, you know, and I could actually look back, you know, when this is over and done with, I could actually look back and say to myself, hey, I was there, I was a part of it.
Right.
Okay.
Dreams come true.
I'm grateful. So,
was your mom a part of, like, a big inspiration in your music?
She was a big inspiration. You know, she always gave me the confidence. She said, you know, if this is really what you want to do and you want to pursue and you think you're going to make it there, you know, go for it. You know, my mother was the only person I would actually come to, you know, to speak about, you know, things I needed to speak with. You know, I didn't feel, you know, that comfortable with others. But my mother, I felt that connection. You know, that connection
right.
was there. So, you know, she got okay. around. So it was kind of tough, but hey.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it sounds like, it seems like you're using it in a positive way now and letting her be your motivation now. And, you know, being
well, she's
that
a motivation.
You know,
she was a motivation then and she's a motivation now.
Most
you know, everywhere I go, she's on my mind. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, she's never out of my mind. She'll always be there. You know,
right.
It's impossible. It's like a virus you can't get rid of.
But
it's a good virus.
Right.
It's a very great virus.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
hey, man, so the jam we got coming.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say the jam we got coming up was Love and Games. You know, I was going to ask him a little bit about that one.
Love and Games is the latest one I did. I got with Questar again. You know, he's the man that I did all this work with. He's a tremendous guy. You know, he sees a star in me just like I see a star in him. You know, he's come a long way. You know, I he's come a long way, and I respect what he's done for the music industry.
Right.
You know, and Love and Games, we got together. Love and Games is a song that, you know, a guy is wondering, you know, he's been calling his, you know, his girl and wondering what's going on. And, you know, every time he calls her on the phone call goes straight to voicemail. And, you know, he wants to know if the love that she may have for him is real or is it not. If it's not, then he'll just leave.
Right.
So this is also a song, I mean, when I bring out songs, I want to bring out a message. You know, that's the most important part about making a song. A lot of people go after the rhythm of a track, and it's not necessarily
right.
It's the message that the song is bringing. That's what I'm
asking.
Is that
how you can relate to it?
How can you relate
right.
to it? And, right. and I made sure that when I bring something out, it's something a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, right there. We'll be right back after we play 11 Games.
Quest Star,
Star Records,
Versatile Radio. Versatile Radio.
What you play.
Sleepless nights, I can't explain.
I can't explain.
No. You like me. you make me believe in our love and play me for a fool and hear you roar.
Right here chilling. Chilling. You know what? I hate when people say that, but I always say it.
But,
what are you doing, man? I'm just chilling, man. Just chilling. What does that mean? What does that mean?
You know, that, I think it probably means that you're chilling.
It has no real meaning.
Yeah,
so what's up, Barry? What you been doing besides doing the doozy?
What I've been doing lately is and that's been doing the doozy.
That's right. You can't stop. You wake up in the middle of the night saying the doozy. Covered
well,
in cold
you
sweat.
Gotta do it. You got to do it. You got to do what you got to do, and I'll be doozing it. But, yeah.
Oh, man. So what's up, man? That was some good music right there, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty entertaining. Pretty powerful.
Yeah, Benny Gonzalez. Yeah, got powerful.
Yeah.
Got a message, man. That's good.
Yeah,
a lot of music nowadays is just like, what is this guy talking about, man? You know?
Yeah,
that's some good music with a message,
like to,
you know, you can relate to.
Yeah, we like to say, sorry to hear about his mom, you know, because, you know, that is a big thing to your heart, you know?
Yeah, that's a big
sorry,
thing, man, losing your mom. That's,
yeah.
That's all bad, but that's good that you know, he's moving forward, you know, and putting it to good use, that passion, you know, that love.
All right.
Making
right.
That good, passionate music.
Exactly. Gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta do what you gotta
do.
So
sometimes, you know, out of something bad, you know, a little good comes out, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
Right. Hey, what are you planning on doing on a 3-day weekend, Cardo?
I've been just, you know what? I've had my lady out here this whole week, man. And we've been kicking it. She brought a daughter with her. We've been kicking it, you know? And I actually got myself a new little dog, dude.
That's right. That's what kind of dog
is. Yeah. This dog is crazy, though, man.
That
this
should
dog
be rough.
Leave me alone. He sleeps with me. He does everything with me.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is that, Carlos?
It's a poodle.
It's a
7 months old. His name's Buddy. A poodle, yeah.
Buddy.
A little white poodle. Yeah, a little Buddy. He's crazy, though, man. He got his little evil wild side.
You're gonna have to post a picture for us, okay?
Yeah.
I want to see what Buddy looks like.
Yeah,
I want
to
say hello to your old lady, Ceci, right? Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, Ceci. Yeah, that's her.
Ceci, yes.
She's
I want
listening.
To say hello. Yeah, a whole lot of love for Versa Talk Radio, Ceci. God bless you. You guys keep your heads up out there, you know. I also want to say thanks to the listeners, you guys, for, you know, continuing to listen in. We got another artist with, actually he collaborates with Questar Records, and he's, I believe, connected to Scorpio Records, but this young man, this is Joey Fernandez, otherwise known as K-Knight, and he's going to be joining us on Sunday. Yes, yes, you guys are going to love his music then, and you guys want to tune in for that? Yeah, Sunday. And, you know, again, forgive me, you know, my little crack voice or whatever, but I should be better by then.
You call it a crack voice?
Whatever it is. Yeah. <it's> not
I was like, wait, I've never heard no crack voice. The only crack voice I heard is like, give me another rock.
Double up. Yeah. All right. Well, let me go. Anyways, yeah, you guys enjoy this little set right here. This is from Stevie B, baby, yeah, along with one of Shadow Song and Keeping It Versatile with Fire and Rain. You guys enjoy. We'll be right back. About a half hour.
We got it.
Hey, everybody. This is Lena B jamming on Versatile Radio, where the best variety of music is found.
bringing it back. The freestyle movement.
We
Versatile Radio.
J. Lo.
We'll be right back.
can't stop. Oldies. Versa. Tile. Radio. Music.
Talk about loneliness. You know, sometimes it can fool you into believing you're on top of the world. No one can top you or stop you. And everything you've ever wanted is right at your fingertips. But as always, reality steps in and shocks you right back into the present. And all you can do is ask yourself over and over, why? What happened to the love that brought us both so much joy and happiness? Hey, I know things change, people change, but this hurts. I mean, really hurts. I guess it all boils down to the fact that we really didn't know each other anyway, huh? Yeah, I know. Say, wait a minute. Let me tell you exactly how I feel, okay?
But tomorrow I'll be a king. Blessing all my subjects, kept afar in security. The whole wide world will watch me as I walk up to my throne.